Harper Audio presents First Star I See Tonight by Susan Elizabeth Phillips, performed by Nicole Poole. Chapter 1. The city was his. Cooper Graham owned this town, and all was right with his world. That's what he told himself. A kitten-voiced brunette knelt before him, her long dark hair brushing his bare thigh.
"This is so you won't forget me," she purred.
The felt point of her Sharpie tickled his inner thigh. He looked down at the top of her head.
"How could I forget a beautiful woman like you?"
"You'd better not."
She pressed her lips to the phone number she'd written in black marker on his leg. It would take forever for that ink to wear off, but he appreciated his fans and he hadn't pushed her away.
"Sure wish I could stay and chat with you,"
he said as he politely drew her to her feet.
"But I have to get my run in."
She hugged the places his hands had touched.
"You can text me, anytime, day or night."
He gave her his automatic grin and set off on the paved path that ran along the Lake Michigan shore beneath Chicago's magnificent skyline. He was the luckiest guy in the world, right? Sure he was. Everybody wanted to be his friend, his confidant, his lover. Even the foreign tourists knew who he was. Berlin, Delhi, Osaka made no difference. The whole world knew Cooper Graham. Burnham Harbor slipped by on his right. It was September, so the boats would be coming out of the lake soon, but for now they bobbed at anchor. He picked up his pace, making sure his running shoes hit the lakefront trail in perfect rhythm. A woman's blonde ponytail bobbed ahead of him on the running path.